boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know what's funny is that when you were a kid, you looked forward to checking the mail. At least I did, because we would get like those magazines as kids. I mean, magazines.
Like catalogs, yeah.
Yes. And they were so much fun. You would get birthday cards in the mail. It was like a blast checking the mailbox as a kid. As an adult, I never look forward to it. It is not fun. There's bills and other things like your car is under warranty,
yeah,
whatever.
It's
like,
never anything fun.
No. Well, yesterday I checked my mail and I got a W-2 and I'm like, oh, great. Here we go. It's tax season, baby.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
And I don't do my taxes. I make my dad do it. I'm going to be 29 this week, and I will, for the rest of my life, make my dad do my taxes. I do not care.
I am with you. My dad graciously offers, aka knows that I don't know how to do it.
My dad doesn't want to do it anymore.
And I'm very grateful for that. Thank you, Dad, every year. Ugh, you are just saving me from going to jail, honestly, because here's the thing. I don't want to commit tax fraud. I don't know how hard that is to do.
Same. I don't want to go to jail for that. I do not look good in orange.
Right. That's another lifestyle that I choose.
No.
Especially for tax fraud. If I'm going to jail, it's going to be for something way more fun. But I'm right with you. I have gotten, well, I'm going to assume they're W-2s, because if it looks like it's a W-2 or a tax form, it goes immediately in the take to dad pile.
Yep.
That I have
same
already
girl,
started.
Same. I got it and I was like, that's for dad. No, my dad doesn't even really want to do it anymore. He's kind of like, you're at that age, grow up. And I'm I mean, I get that, Dad, but I don't trust myself. It seems too smart for me. And like you said, I would like to not go to jail for tax fraud. So you know what you're doing. I don't know what I'm doing. And I don't want to learn.
No, it is not on the list of things like I want to accomplish.
No.
At some point, am I going to have to figure it out? Yeah, probably.
I would rather not.
But also, you can pay people to do your taxes, I'm pretty sure. And I think I would still rather shell out that money than try to figure it out on my own.
I'm at that point where if my dad still doesn't want to do my taxes, I'm like, Dad, $50.
Oh, you're going to pay your dad?
I will pay my dad if he doesn't want to do them anymore, just to get him to do it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah, I probably should pay my dad in the form of like beer or something. Pretzels, maybe. I don't know.
That's a good one. I like those. Those are options.
I think that's fair trade. I'll buy you some Busch Light if you do my taxes.
Hey, you know what? And in that case, if somebody paid me in Busch Light, I would actually learn to do taxes then.
After a
just
couple,
kidding, no, I would.
I was going to say, after you had a couple Busch Lights, you'd probably feel really confident.
And you wouldn't want me to do it then. You want to do me a favor, Taylor?
Sure.
Plug your ears really quick.
Okay.
Because you might want to do that. I am freaking out right now.
Jeez.
I don't even think that was a loud enough scream, to be honest with you.
It is a shriek. Why are you doing that?
Did you see Taylor Swift's post last night? Oh, my God.
Yeah, she like released the track list, right, for this new
album.
Did you
see the first song? Did you see it? Did you see it? Did you see it?
No. No, I guess I didn't.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Well, here, I'm minding my own business, actually. I'm making dinner last night, and my phone starts blowing up, and it's like, girl, did you see this? And I'm like, what? Why is everybody sending me this? First song is called Fortnite, featuring Post Malone.
Fortnite, like the game?
Well, he does like that game.
That's my first thought, but yeah, that is an interesting mashup.
Girl, I called this. I'm telling you, you could look back in my phone. I called this. I knew this was going to happen. I didn't know when it was going to happen, but I knew those two were going to collaborate one day. And people always thought I was stupid that Post Malone and Taylor Swift didn't make any sense, but I knew it was going to happen.
No, I feel like it's going to be actually
it's
really
gonna be
great.
A banger is what it's going to be.
I bet it's going to be really sad. I love when Post, I know it's your man, but I love when he does sad music.
Oh, I love when he's sad too. Someone keep breaking that guy's heart. He needs to have his heart broken. It's beautiful.
Well,
I predicted this back in 2019 at the AMAs. She won an award that he was also in the same category. He did not win. She won it over him. And do you remember? She was in like a pink dress and she ran across the crowd to give him a hug. He was totally drunk. You don't remember that?
What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, because he didn't even look like he was there. You're like, is he even there? But yeah, she ran across the crowd. Instead of going up to get her award, she ran across the crowd to give him a hug. And I was like, in that moment, I'm like, they're going to collaborate one day.
So they're good friends.
Because why would she take that moment to go give him a hug? I'm freaking out over here. Nobody cares.
So are you saying that they recorded this back in 2019, or you're just saying they've been friends since then?
Well, she said she's been keeping this secret for 2 years. So if you've kept the secret for 2 years, does that mean it's been done for 2 years? I don't know.
Interesting.
But well, I do know.
This is like the best of both worlds for you.
I do also know that Post Malone did say in an interview one time that he has secretly worked with Taylor Swift. So I knew this was coming. I predicted it back in 2019.
But you still had to screech like that even though you saw it coming? That's fine.
And just want to let you know I got no sleep last night because I was so excited about
it. I'm sure you didn't.
April cannot come fast enough.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have a feeling that you are about to get so into meditation.
You know what? I've always wanted to get into it, so it's not going to be that hard to convince me.
Okay, well, if anything is going to convince you, it's this.
I just can't seem to get my mind to shut off sometimes.
Same, dude. It's like it's wild up inside this head.
Thank you. I'm just like, how do people just tone it down and you see nothing and you hear nothing? Tell me what you do, because I don't know how to do that.
I would love some advice.
Because I start to do it and I'm like, oh crap, I got dishes to do.
Yeah, your mind starts racing. But honestly, when I think of meditation, I think of either like music that sounds like spa music and it almost puts me to sleep.
Same.
Or it's somebody talking and then, I don't know, I feel like I just can't pay attention to somebody that's like talking like this for too long, then I don't, like, you know what I mean? It doesn't keep my attention.
And no, you lose me.
My mind starts spinning. So when I saw this earlier today, I'm not gonna lie, I lost my mind and I was like, I can't wait to hear this because the last person you probably ever thought to make a meditation album is putting one out. And that is Lil Jon is putting out.
Why is Lil Jon doing that?
I don't know. It makes absolutely no sense.
What has he got to do? Oh, Jesus. Okay,
well,
go on.
Let me tell you about this because nobody would think the guy that goes, yeah, like constantly is putting out a meditation album, but apparently he's been making fitness and wellness a really big priority in his life for a while now.
Is it really graceful? To the window.
Well, we don't know yet.
To the wall.
We don't know necessarily.
Because, I mean, I am down to meditate if that is what it is. That is my kind of jam.
Well, I was kind of thinking about it because at first I read this and my mind immediately went to that song, Get Low. I'm like, yeah. Well, that's like one of my ultimate hype up songs. Is this meditation to like get me going for the day?
Can you imagine? Like 5 years ago, we were jamming out to that at the bar. Now we're meditating
in our early 30s.
It's depressing how old we've gotten. It's
very millennial of us. But the other part of this, which is something interesting to note, you know, we got the Usher concert on
Sunday.
And, you know, Lil Jon has a song with Usher.
Oh,
so that automatically puts him on the list of people that could come out for the Super Bowl halftime.
You think he's gonna come out and be like, all right, y'all, let's meditate.
Okay. There's just one other part of this that his 10 track album of meditation music is coming out on February 16th, which this Sunday is the 11th.
It's next Friday.
That's next Friday. It seems odd to me that, you know, he's putting out a meditation album right around the Super Bowl.
Can you imagine if they're like, all right, y'all, it's time to meditate during the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I've had enough of the teddy bears. I've had enough of the flowers.
Oh, come on. I love those stuff.
I've had enough of the heart-shaped chocolates.
Aw.
They're nice and all. If you're in a relationship. A happy relationship, but maybe you're not. Maybe you're bitter about your ex, or you just went through a breakup and you're like, I don't want to see any of that crap. I just want to feel better about getting rid of that person from my past.
I mean, I'm down to hear this.
So I have found quite the gift to yourself is what I'm going to call it.
Okay.
It's through this company called Scrap Car Comparison. It's a UK company. they're a scrapyard, basically. So what they want to do for this Valentine's Day is this new thing called Scrap Your Ex. It's free and it's worldwide. I know I said it's a UK company, but okay. They are expecting this to be a big deal. So they've got a form on their website that you can fill out that you tell them your ex's name and why you want them to be scrapped this Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Which is, you know, kind of a release. It feels good sometimes to just lay it all out there. And then they're going to pick a certain amount of people to match up with the amount of cars that need to be scrapped, aka destroyed. And they are going to spray paint their name on it.
Yes.
Broken hearts. And then put that car through the scrapyard.
Yes.
The people who are getting to scrap their ex, they will receive photographic evidence of the deed once it's happened. So that your heartbreak is hopefully healed after that.
I was kind of hoping I would get a piece of the car.
Ooh, I think that would have been.
I mean, I'm sure something. Bonus. Oh, the car is going to pop off, and it's not going to be like a big chunk of it. You know, I don't need a tire.
Well, yeah, where are you going to put that? And also, how are they going to ship that to you?
Can you imagine? Oh, my tire is here,
and it's also named after my ex.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
I hate to tell you this, but I think this one may ruin coffee dates for you.
Oh, crap. Why do you have to say that?
I'm just warning you.
I love coffee dates. Oh, God.
Well, just know after this that they could go wrong very, very, very wrong.
I want to be like, na-na-na-na-na-na, and close my ears. No, but I also want to hear so I don't make the same mistake.
Okay, yeah, you definitely want to hear this one. It comes from Kiara. So here is her dating horror story.
Kiara, give me some real good advice.
Deep breaths over there. Okay, Kiara says, I had been chatting with a guy on Bumble for a couple of weeks. One of those slow burn relationships that I wasn't even really sure if it would make it off the app. But he did eventually ask if I wanted to meet up for coffee. And I said yes, because what could be harmful about a coffee date? Well, I got to the coffee shop first. I ordered my drink and I found a cozy booth. I saw a car pull up to the front and this guy jumps out of the passenger side and grabs a suitcase from the back seat. I was immediately confused. I recognized him, but he didn't mention he just got back from a trip. I knew he was from the area, so what was up with the luggage? So he walks in, rolling his bag over and all, and I greeted him and asked if he was traveling somewhere. And he said, to your place.
Shut up.
And I was like,
no.
I thought we were just here to have a coffee together. But then he explained that he has to stay with me for the rest of the weekend because he told his roommate that he could have the apartment to himself for the weekend. So he really didn't have anywhere else to go. So I was not down for this. I noped right out of there before I even finished half of my latte. Then he had the nerve to follow me outside and ask if I could at least drop him off at home so he didn't have to pay for an Uber. I decided to just eat the $7. I got him the Uber because there was no way that dude was getting in my car with me.
Absolutely not.
Terrifying.
You just ruined coffee dates for me for the rest of my life.
You know what? If anything,
not only coffee dates, I don't even think I want a latte anymore.
Oh, don't blame the latte.
The latte ruined it too.
Blame it on the luggage.
Dude, if I ever see, now, note to self, if I see a man get out of a car with a luggage, run.
Run the other way.
The terror doesn't end here. Got a dating horror story? Email thosegirls at kzia.com. C102.9.
My TikTok has been listening to you because now I'm on relationship TikTok somehow.
Hey, welcome to the dark side.
I keep swiping past all these videos of people like giving relationship advice, which sometimes it's interesting. And I sit and I watch through the entire thing. And I saw this video this last night of this girl saying that there's three stages to a relationship.
Okay.
And that they start with the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Then it goes to the bad phase, and then it goes to the good phase.
Seems accurate. Okay. Yeah.
So I was telling Destiny about this earlier. I didn't even tell you what all the phases were because
no, I didn't even know what the last two were.
You couldn't get past as soon as I said, well, you know how a relationship starts with the honeymoon phase. That's what everybody says. Oh, you're just in the honeymoon phase. Just wait until it gets bad or whatever. You earlier were like, I don't even know what that is. What is that?
No, because it's like, have you ever had somebody say like a word and they're like, okay, what's the definition? And you're like, well, I know the word, but I guess I don't know the definition of the word. Like, I think I know how to use it in a sentence, but I guess I don't know how to define it or something. That was me earlier when you were talking about the honeymoon stage. I'm like, I think I know the honeymoon stage, but if you ask me to describe the honeymoon stage, I don't know if I can describe what the honeymoon stage is.
Like, would you even know that you were in the honeymoon stage if you were in it?
Yes, I think I know when I'm in the honeymoon. Yes,
oh,
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think it's different for everybody, though. So maybe that's why it's hard to describe it, I guess. Because it's not the same in every relationship.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I don't think everybody's honeymoon stage looks the same.
Why?
Well, I don't know, because you asked me earlier, are you still in the honeymoon stage? And I was like,
I did, because I was curious if you and your boyfriend were still in it.
I was like, I don't think so. I don't even know. I was trying to think of when did I really feel like I was in the honeymoon stage, and I'm not sure.
See, because...
But I'm not in the... I don't think I'm in the bad stage, because apparently that's what comes after the honeymoon stage.
So you're in the good stage.
Maybe.
Who knows what stage?
I don't know, but I'm stuck on...
I'm stuck on the honeymoon stage. How the heck do you describe a honeymoon stage?
Yeah, like what's happening? What are the things that you feel during the honeymoon stage during a relationship? We want to hear from you. The go-to thing to say when you see a couple making out in the middle of the school cafeteria is, ugh, they're just in the honeymoon phase. But like, what is that? That's what we're trying to figure out. And we need your help with. We're talking about what is the honeymoon stage in a relationship. Samantha, what do you think?
I think when you're all lovey-dovey and you can't get enough of each other and basically like you're learning everything about each other, probably doing some intimate things all the time, extra kisses.
Kisses and stuff.
I mean, I get what she's saying, but like that's not for me, because personally my number one love language is physical touch. So I'm always going to be lovey-dovey and kissing and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Even if I'm not in the honeymoon stage, I'm still going to do that, because it's just my number one love language.
You don't think just because you're kissing all the time, you're in the honeymoon phase? Maybe that's just how somebody
shows. That's just who I am.
Okay, so what do you think?
I'm still having a hard time. Like, I'm still struggling with what is the honeymoon stage. But I'm thinking of some things that have come up in my head when you, like, really look forward to seeing them.
Okay.
When it's not, like, when you stop getting... excited to see them. I mean, you're like, oh, yep, I'm gonna go see Boothang later or whatever.
Mm.
And it's just like, eh, you know? But when you're like really, really excited about it, I think that's when you're in the honeymoon stage. But when it's just eh, you're not in the honeymoon stage anymore. Or like when they send you a message, just a simple message. It could be the dumbest thing ever, but it makes your whole day.
Yeah,
that, you're still in the honeymoon stage.
That one little notification pops up and you're like, oh,
he's
typing.
He's thinking of me. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's the honeymoon stage.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
I think if you're still getting like, you know, glammed up, you know, a little bit, or like you still want to impress them somehow,
some way,
whether it's like glamming up or you want to impress them with like, I don't know, maybe your love language is like presents, gift giving. If you're like gift giving or something like that, I think that's probably the honeymoon stage as well. If you're still trying to impress them somehow, some way.
Okay. Yeah.
I say that's what I think the honeymoon stage is.
Okay.
But I'm still struggling a little bit.
Well, yeah, I feel like it's a little bit different for everybody else. It depends on relationship to relationship. We want to know from you.
I'm also struggling when you get out of it.
Oh, yeah. When do you know it's over?
Right.
Is it actually over? Is there an end to the honeymoon phase, or can you be in it forever?
So many questions here.
Well, we need some answers. So if you got any, let us know.
As somebody who is a rom-com lover and somebody who just loves everything lovey-dovey, the honeymoon stage is my favorite. But when you get out of the honeymoon stage, It's the end of the world is what it is.
I feel like it can kind of hit you like a ton of bricks because you're like, last week we were so like cuddly and cutesy, and now all of a sudden like
it kills the people like me or hopeless romantics.
Yeah,
it kills us. Just want to let you know when you get out of the honeymoon stage.
So
it's
we're
the end of the world.
Wondering like, what is the honeymoon stage and how do you know it's over, Joe?
That is the stage where everything is perfect and nothing has gone wrong yet. You haven't noticed anything annoying.
So you think as soon as like maybe little things about somebody start annoying you, then that's kind of the sign like the honeymoon phase is over?
Absolutely. Everything is blissful until suddenly you're like, oh, that's where you leave your towel.
Okay. I feel like you maybe take a dip out of the honeymoon phase when you move in together at first.
Yes, because that's when you truly start to like know their quirks and you start to learn icks.
Like, okay.
You're like, oh, that's how you load a dishwasher.
Yeah. Or, I just watched you drink straight out of the milk carton.
Oh, God.
That's nice.
You're not going to pick that up off the floor?
Yeah, definitely.
You're going to let the dog do that. Okay.
That might be a sign that you're out of the honeymoon phase. Cody, what do you think is a sign you're out of the honeymoon phase?
You just never know. It never ends. If you're truly in love, it never ends. I get up every day and I love her just the same as I did when I first met her.
Well, shoot. We all deserve a man like that.
Yeah, seriously. You got brothers and let me know.
Well, Brittany actually agrees on Facebook. She said, when you are always happy and you're willing to show PDA, you're smiling at each other always. And Brittany has a sister who's still in the honeymoon stage 6 years after they started dating. Aww. So I guess for some people, they feel like they're always in like a fairy tale or whatever.
Though you said that, didn't she say there's a look or something? I feel like there's a look that you have for a while when you first like see somebody that you just like look at them and you're like, okay, I really like you. Mm-hmm. You just look at them and you just can't stop looking at them. When you can stop looking at them,
it might be a sign. You're like not giving. I feel like you got the eyes, right? Like
100%.
The googly eyes. And
yes.
Once you stop seeing those, you might be out of the honeymoon
100%.
Phase. 100%. Mike, what do you think is a sign that you're out of the honeymoon phase?
When you go from saying, baby, to hey.
Yeah, like it's not as loving in the tone.
Right.
You know, sometimes you would think we don't work at a radio station. We work at like a Hallmark store or something. Because like every day, I swear to God, we get an email and it's like, come up front and sign this card for blah, blah, blah. And it's somebody who does work here.
We celebrate a lot of things.
We do. We love celebrating people's birthdays. Sometimes it's a card because like somebody of somebody's grandparent died, right?
And so right.
We're always signing cards for people because we care. And sometimes it's just like people outside of radio too. We're like, hey, this person who works for this business, let's celebrate them.
Yeah, we know you.
Yeah.
Here's a card.
So somebody's retiring, and so we're signing a card for them, and we're like, hey, cool, congrats, you're retiring. This is awesome. Here's the dealio. I get really, really nervous when I sign a card like this because I know it's really important, okay? So I don't want to butcher my name.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure it looks pretty, and I don't want to butcher what I'm writing on it. And so I get up there and I'm like, okay, what do I write? What do you say on a retirement card? Jealous, because that's what I really want to say. Like, jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. This is awesome.
Yeah,
nice
got
work.
Any advice? How do I make that happen now?
Got any extra PTO you could give me? I don't know, something like that. I didn't know what to write. So I asked and they were like, oh, just write happy retirement.
Uh-huh.
It's easy and simple. Because everybody else in the card wrote cheers or yippee-ki-yay or something like that.
Oh, I kind of like yippee-ki-yay. I might steal that.
So I wrote happy retirement. But I get so in my head that I forgot how to spell the word retirement. And it's on a piece of paper. You get one shot. It was also in Sharpie. I get one shot to not mess this up. So I asked Loretta, how do you spell the word retirement? She going real quick. I'm telling you, she went so fast. I've never heard the word retirement spelled so fast in my entire life. I missed the E after the R and before the M. So I spelled retirement wrong.
Retirement. What does that mean? I mean retirement.
It's so embarrassing. And then they're like, well, why don't you just put a big arrow towards it and says, yeah, that's why I'm in radio.
Oh, yeah.
Because what I thought about was just writing happy retirement, and I just leave it. And I don't even sign it, so they don't know that I'm the idiot who has no idea how to spell retirement. I do. If I wrote it right now, I could spell it. But you put me under pressure. There was like five people watching me. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I feel like that's why I keep it real simple on the cards. If you know, when I go sign that, I might just write, cool. From Taylor. Because you can't mess that up.
Just don't add an extra O or something, because that's probably what I was going to do.
Keep it simple, stupid. That's what I tell myself.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you could just be internet famous?
You know, that would solve a lot of problems.
I know a lot of kids these days with the rise of TikTok are like, when I grow up, I want to be an influencer. I want to be internet famous.
Yeah.
And you see some crazy stuff to make it happen these days. I got to tell you, we are privileged enough to have someone from Iowa going viral nationwide.
Really?
Uh-huh. Now you're going to see it if you haven't. I am talking about, his name is Eli. He's from Lamar's, and he is the talk of Instagram because, I mean, talk about doing anything for followers, and good for him. I think this is hilarious. He created an Instagram account called Peanut Butter Eater 16. Okay.
I would follow that just with the name alone.
He promised that he would eat one tablespoon of peanut butter every 50 followers he got. So,
okay, that's stupid, but all right.
I mean, whatever. I don't know who was searching for Peanut Butter Eater 16, but somehow it got
viral.
Some legs off the ground, and quickly he realized he was in trouble because within a week he had 100,000 people following him. Reminder, he had promised he'll eat a tablespoon per 50 followers.
So, how much is that?
I don't know.
Don't make me do the math.
What I can tell you is currently he has 115,000 followers, which would be 2,300 spoonfuls.
Oh my God.
Or 72 16-ounce jars.
72 jars?
Uh-huh. So.
Oh my God, my tummy hurts.
Right, but like this is the deal that he made. Like,
no, I'm not holding up my bargain.
Well,
he's
not either. He followed through until day six, but he had to have a get real moment because after day six, he had 20,000 people follow him overnight. There's no way that he was going to wake up and eat peanut butter all day like he would have to. So at that point, he said he would eat a cup of peanut butter or half a jar for every 10,000 followers he got. But even that has become more of an issue because people just will not stop following this Peanut Butter Eater 16 page.
Oh my God.
So far, he's gone through 7 large 64-ounce jars in the past month, which is 28 pounds of peanut butter, okay?
That can't be healthy.
He celebrated when he hit 100,000 followers. He just covered himself in peanut butter, which is, I think, what I would do at that point. Like, just dump it on me and call it a day. But he's only been eating Skippy, so, like, they're sending him
PR
packages with snacks and swag and all the things. He's got merchandise that he's selling, and now he's saying he'll eat a spoonful of peanut butter for every 50 sales he gets on his merchandise about peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
So if we've learned anything, I guess you could get famous off eating peanut butter.
I never would have thought. I would have done this a long time ago if I would have thought of this, but it just never occurred to me. Imagine being, because I know that town is not that big.
Lamar's,
not that big. Imagine living in that town and working at that grocery store, and they're like, hey, he's back again for more peanut butter.
Again. What is this, jar 85?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Okay, I haven't found the book, How to Date for Dummies, so I need help from my friends because I'm the dummy. When can you start leaving things at somebody's house when you're like dating them or like seeing them? Because I've been talking to somebody, right? And I see them pretty frequently, do little spendies, you know? And I don't know if it's like appropriate yet for me to leave things at his house.
Well, yeah, because I feel like once you start getting in a routine of we see each other a couple times a week, even once a week, on the weekends, whatever, you're like, wow, it would be really nice if I just had a toothbrush here.
Right.
Or I had makeup wipes. I don't have to pack the awkward bag.
Thank you.
That was the worst part about dating. Like, am I supposed to show up with a backpack?
Exactly.
With all of my crap in it?
It is so embarrassing.
It feels like, I always felt like I was like in middle school, like going to my girlfriend's house. Yes. Like, okay, I'm going to bring my bag over and weirdly set it in the corner of your room. Don't look at it.
Yeah, don't look inside the bag. I don't want you to see my underwear or anything. That's so weird.
It's so stupidly embarrassing, but no, 100%. I get the struggle of knowing like, okay, can I just leave it here? Do I have to ask you? How long do we have to be together?
Right. So I wear I wear makeup and I don't like to sleep with my makeup on, and I have still yet to like bring makeup wipes, or I kind of just want to be like, can I leave makeup wipes? Are you cool with that? Like, I'll put them in the corner somewhere. You won't even know they're here, but I don't know if that's cool yet. Cause like, we're not even dating, you know, we're just like,
right. We're
just like seeing each other. You know what I mean? So like, is that even okay? Is that too, am I asking too much to just leave makeup remover wipes there? Now I do have a bad back. You know, and so some nights I do have to sleep with a heating pad just to like help with my back and stuff. And he did make a comment the other night, and he was like, why don't you bring your heating pad over here? And I was like, well, I've been thinking about buying a separate one for your place.
Oh, so because you know who likes toting that stuff around? If you want to go hang out, you just want to, you don't want to be like, oh, I've got to stop home first and like grab the things I need.
Oh, sorry, I got to go back because I don't have my heating pad on me.
Right. At that point, it's like, why am I even coming over?
So I'm like, was he saying I could start leaving things over? Is it too early? I don't even know when I'm allowed to start leaving things over. Because again, we are not boyfriend and girlfriend. So am I even allowed to leave things over? Because in the past, I have never left things over at a guy's house unless we were like...
official.
No. Moved in, pretty much. Pretty much moved in. I just feel weird.
Well, I will say, I think that's a green flag that he was like, oh, why don't you bring that over? Because that means he doesn't really care if something of yours is in his space.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree that it is a weird line because you don't want to freak him out and be like, I'm moving in.
Surprise. No, I don't want to freak him out, right?
I brought my whole vanity. Like, nobody wants that.
I'm loving this hour because it's like I'm talking to my bestie Taylor, right? Getting some advice from her, and then my besties, the listeners, getting some advice from you because I'm the last person who knows how to date. I forgot how to.
She needs help.
And Taylor's like, please, because I am tired of giving the advice. Somebody else help me out here.
I'm like, should I even be giving advice? I'm not so sure about that, but I'll try.
I need help because... you know, I've been seeing somebody, and again, we're not dating, but I've been seeing them, hanging out with them, and going to their place a lot, and I don't know if I can start leaving things behind yet.
Yeah, like your toothbrush, your makeup wipes, your things like that.
If
where
I'm
it's
over
like,
there a lot, why can't I? But then I'm like, okay, but is that too much? Also, we aren't dating. You know what I mean? So like, is that too much? I don't know. I don't want him to think I'm moving in because that's not what I'm doing.
Well, TJ, what do you think?
Well, I would say when you ask them, hey, can I leave a toothbrush? Hey, can I leave minor things, especially stuff that you wouldn't need back if it collapsed in a hurry?
But at what point can I ask that question, though? Should I wait like 2 months in, or should I wait like a year in? Like what time frame?
Just play it by ear. I mean, when you have, do you have dinner over at the person's place?
I have.
Do you like to brush your teeth after dinner?
Don't lie.
I mean, it's something simple like that. Hey, you know, do you mind if I drop a toothbrush? I like to brush my teeth after we're done eating. And you start small, just a few things here. And, you know, that makes sense. Nobody's offended.
TJ with the hard-hitting questions.
That's a good way to do it.
I mean, he's saying straight up ask, but I do think if you are an awkward girly, there's a way to get around it. I think you could use, like he said, like dinner as kind of a scapegoat. Like one night when you have, I don't know, pizza or something, you could make a comment like, oh man, I really need a toothbrush over here because I don't want to have like garlic breath or something.
Oh yeah, okay.
So then he kind of gets the hint and he'll either be like, whoa, 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 that's a lot. And then he's a loser and get rid of him. Or he's like, oh my gosh, yeah, if I'm at Target, I'll grab you one or something.
Oh.
Or the other thing that I've done, and now you kind of have to be somebody with somebody that you're going to both places. He's coming to your place and you're going to his.
Yeah.
I've just grabbed like a 2-pack of cheapo toothbrushes.
Okay.
And then when he's over, you're like, oh my gosh, I grabbed a toothbrush for you because I want to make sure you're able to like brush your teeth while you're here. Obviously, I don't want to kiss stank breath. Like, obviously.
I hope you worded it nicer than stank breath.
No, because you got to show you have standards or whatever. I don't want to kiss your stinky breath. But also, you could take the other one back to your place and then I'll have one of yours.
Oh, that's nice.
You did all the work because... God forbid if you're like, would you pick me up a toothbrush? And he might think that that's too much. So if you buy it for yourself and for him,
that's a win-win. Smart. No, what you just said was smart. I just might leave out the stank breath because that was a little mean.
It doesn't work unless you say the words stank breath. If you learned anything today, Destiny, I hope you learned that it's okay to ask if you're seeing someone if you can leave a toothbrush over at their place.
I mean, I learned it, but I'm awkward. I don't know if I can. I'm going to be just like that. I'm a little awkward and it's hard for me to get sentences out of my mouth when I'm awkward.
Well, yeah, because it's a little weird. You don't want anybody to think that you're like trying to move in that's before you're even dating.
That's what I don't want them to think.
But I feel like it's sometimes a good idea to just leave some of your belongings behind.
Without asking or asking?
I'm talking about without asking.
Okay.
Because sometimes it can tell if you're the only one or not.
What do you mean?
I mean...
Only one what?
What would you do if you went over to a guy's house that you weren't officially dating, but you'd been seeing, you've been staying over...
Oh, I get what you're saying!
And you see a scrunchie that's not your scrunchie.
Snap, this is genius. I did accidentally leave my hoop earrings on his bedside table.
Okay.
They did not move an inch.
That's good. I feel, you know, some
people...
It's
not like I was studying or anything, but I did notice that.
Some people call it marking your territory, but I feel like...
Dude, I gotta mark my territory!
If you're newer in a relationship and you're not, like, sure if they're talking to somebody else, sometimes I feel like... For me, it was always nail glue. I would leave a tube of nail glue in case one of my press-on nails would pop off.
What if... Okay, is this crazy? Call me crazy. I don't know if this is weird. What if I start leaving pictures of myself everywhere?
Too much.
Why is that too much? Because then I'm really marking my territory. They now know what I look like.
What if you're the other woman and you don't know it? You don't want your face attached to your belongings.
Oh, I want her to know that there's another woman. you don't like it. You don't like it. I thought it was a great idea. No, I'm just leaving my beautiful face everywhere.
I won't be surprised if there's photos of your head on the work computer when we leave tonight.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.